Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. This past week, many cattle producers across the country received a letter from Tyson Foods stating that by January 1, 2018, all beef producers selling cattle to their company would have to be, as producers, BQA or Beef Quality Assurance Certified. To explain all of this, we have none other than the director of the BQA program from Minnesota, Ashley Coles. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the introduction, Mark.
Well, Ashley, how long have you been contracted with the Minnesota Beef Council to run the checkoff-funded Beef Quality Assurance Program?
Yeah, so I guess I signed on with the Minnesota Beef Council January 1st of 2015, so just over 3 years ago with the Beef Council for the BQA program.
All right. Well, this is not the first time a request from a packing plant has been made, has it?
No, it's not. So Cargill made an announcement probably about 18 months ago that by January 1st of 2019 that 90% of the cattle that they sourced through their processing facilities would have to come from yards that were BQA certified. And so we knew it would just be a matter of time before more of the large processors got on board with a similar kind of a requirement. The difference with Tyson is that they're requiring 100% of the cattle that go through their processing facilities to come from feed yards or from farms that are BQA certified.
All right. Well, obviously, packing plants like Tyson and Cargill and the rest, they have value in a reason for requesting this. Can you just tell the producers and consumers in our area about the value of the program and who benefits from the implementation of the program?
Yeah, absolutely. So during any BQA training session that I conduct, I go over just that question, you know, who benefits from the BQA program? And the answer is everybody, from the cow-calf guy to the feeder, and ultimately at the end is to the consumer. So BQA best management practices are the gold standard for what cattle producers are doing on their farm each and every day. Most of it is, actually I would argue all of it, is common sense approach to what you guys do. And by going through BQA training and signing off on BQA best management practices, it's a public acknowledgement that you guys are doing the right thing every day because you choose to do the right thing every day, not because you are told to through regulation or policy, but you as a beef producer are doing what's right for your animals to ultimately produce a high-quality, wholesome product that any consumer can purchase and feel good feeding it to their family.
So there's another part of this program, and that would be the transportation part of it. Can you just touch on that?
Yeah, so the National BQA program has had a master cattle transporter program for a number of years. But last year, they totally revamped the program and redid all the modules for both in-person and online training and housed them within the BQA program in the national office. And now there's an option to do things online with the new modules. And Tyson is the first one to come out and say that they're going to require all transporters who haul cattle to their plants to have the transportation BQA card on them. And that requirement is going to be in place January 1st of 2020. So they have a little bit more time to get folks on board. But how that's differing a little bit from the BQA requirement for a feed yard is they're requiring every single driver to have it, not necessarily just management within the facility. But every single driver has to have that hard card, similar to what PQA does with their transportation requirements. Oh. And so there is information already on the BQA.org website about cattle transportation BQA. Right now in Minnesota, we're going through the process to allow us to be able to also do cattle transportation BQA in-house here. But there are a few things that have to happen in order for us to become trainers to do that. So we're working through that process right now here in Minnesota.
Okay, so getting back to the BQA for the producer himself, how's the best way for them to get signed up, and how long is that certificate good for in terms of years?
Right, so in Minnesota we have two options. So there's obviously the online program where you could go online and through the national program and get certified that way. There are also face-to-face meetings. So we do have A few of them coming up in the month of March. So if you go to the Minnesota Beef Council website, you can see when and where those are. And certification in the state of Minnesota falls in line with the national certification as far as length of how long it's good for, and that is 3 years.
All right. So as far as we just came off the National Cattlemen's Beef Association convention and had the honor of one of our own, Minnesota's own producers, the Bakkens from Southwest Minnesota, received the National Feedlot BQA Award. To other producers and consumers of our great product, this is really quite a testament, isn't it, as far as how beef is being raised in this region of the country, wouldn't you say, Ashley?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. So the past 2 years, there's actually been three of the National BQA Awards that have come home to Minnesota to honor people from various sectors. So from the cow-calf side, we had one. Obviously, you just mentioned the Bakkens for the feed yard side of things. And also for marketers with Central Livestock that has locations kind of across the state. So we are happy that we can help tell that beef quality assurance story and talk about the good things that cattle producers and others within the industry are doing here in Minnesota. But it's also fun to be able to elevate that to the national platform and share that story across the U.S. saying, you know, the producers are doing what's right. They're voluntarily doing what's right. And, you know, these guys are doing good things on their farms, but they're not the only ones. So they're helping tell the story of what all cattle producers are doing.
Well, Ashley, with the few minutes left here, anything coming up with the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association our listeners should know about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've been talking about BQA. I wear a lot of hats for the beef industry in the state of Minnesota. So if we swap over to the policy side of things, our non-checkoff side of things, we do have our Cattlemen at the Capitol event coming up on March 8th in St. Paul. Minnesota's legislative session kicked off on Tuesday the 20th. And we were on the Hill that day talking to folks about cattle-specific priorities. And the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association has representation in St. Paul every single day. But we like to designate at least one day where we invite the entire membership to come up, and we'll help them make appointments with their legislators. We'll bring in agency staff and a few other speakers to get people the opportunity to see where these legislators are working and get to sit in their office and talk to them face-to-face about the very specific issues happening within their district, but also across the state. And I get a lot of feedback from folks who have gone for the first time who were nervous, who'd never been to the Capitol, saying that they are glad they went. I've never had somebody tell me that it was a bad experience for them. So if there are people interested and you've never been to the Capitol and you're nervous or not sure what to do, we do have about an hour and a half briefing session before we actually head to the Capitol and to the offices about, you know, things to talk about. We'll go over detail of specific issues, and we'll also talk about how you should interact with your legislator, or, you know, what you should do when you're in the Capitol or not do. So if there's people who are interested in coming but are nervous, no worries. We'll take care of you and help direct you for where to go and what to do and how to communicate.
All right. Well, thanks for all the information, and thank you, Ashley, for all you do as Executive Director of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association and as Director of the BQA Program for Minnesota Beef Council. We appreciate it all.
Thank you.
Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.